Moon Duo mit Slow Down Low. Von der neuen Platte Shadow of the Sun. Das ist die dritte LP vom Moon Duo, der Band, die in San Francisco gegründet wurde. Mittlerweile aber ist man in Portland, Oregon zu Hause und dort ist auch die Musik entstanden und aufgenommen worden, die wir gerade gehört haben. Sanaa Yamada und Ripley Johnson sind wieder mal bei mir im Studio. Welcome back to Flux FM.
Thank you.
Hello. It's so great to see you again.
Yeah,
it's, it's the third time. We've met in 2011. I just looked it up again. We met in 2011. We talked about your first record, I think. Then we met in 2013, talked about your second record. Now you're back again to play a show at Lido tonight. So how are you doing? Is everything okay?
We're good. We're a little jet lagged.
Still?
Yeah. We flew in yesterday.
Okay.
And it takes a while. Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes it's like you're just right into it.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's a little slower.
Yeah.
Maybe the rain is bringing us down a little.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everybody's brought down by the rain today. I just talked to my colleague about the show today, and she was like, yeah, I'm so down because it's rainy. I mean, it does have an effect on people, right?
It does.
Rainy weather. But
it's still nice to be here, though.
Yeah, and I think it's a good weather situation for a Moon Duo show. You can kind of like escape reality at tonight's show, listening to your songs, forget about the weather.
Forget the rain.
Forget the political situations and stuff like that. So you've been in town since yesterday. Have you already met the guy you're mixing your records with? Because you always mix your records in Berlin, and I've read that you're already working on new material, so... Would have made sense to check out on this guy.
Yeah, well, we were actually here 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And we mixed then.
Huh.
And so we're pretty much done.
Oh, wow.
And now we're back. So that's part of the reason we're jet lagged. We're just flying all over the place.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, we were here a couple weeks ago. That was wonderful.
So the recording process is finished, actually,
more
when we're
or
talking
less.
About...
Yeah, the recording process.
Four.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just need to tweak a few things.
Yeah, but, sure.
You know.
Yeah, and you did record that new material in your basement again in Portland, because Shadow of the Sun was basically done in your own basement in your new house in Portland, Oregon, right?
Basically. This one, we did some work in the basement, but we did most of the recording at Type Foundry, which is a studio in Portland. That was really great, actually. We worked with a guy called Jason Powers.
Mm-hmm.
He was terrific.
Cool. That sounds good to me. Although working in your own basement does have a lot of advantages, right? It's not as expensive as a studio.
Yeah, we still did stuff in the basement.
Yeah, we can't stay out of the basement.
Yeah, a lot of the, like, doing, like, guitar solos or anything that's sort of improvised and things like that, it's really hard to do in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, ready, go.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, you're supposed to have that, whatever the emotion is for that song, to just automatically have that in the moment.
Yeah.
I guess if for actors, they do that all the time, but for us, it's a little more difficult.
So. Yeah, and actors, they do have a fucking script that they have to work with, you know, and
that's
there's a director,
true.
And
that's true.
He's telling them where to go, and it's not their own art. I mean, they're artists as well, but they're not performing their own art when one's looking at it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're totally right, though. It's better to... do the improvisation part in the basement. And I've read that when you were recording Shadow of the Sun, you were able to take a little more time to develop the songs and stuff. That's something that doesn't happen in a studio that costs like $500 to $1,000 a day. You won't
be able
to develop
the
stuff.
The Rolling Stones or Radiohead or I don't know. There are bands that have lots of money and they do that. And that's...
Yeah.
I'm kind of envious, you know?
It must be interesting, though, right? To have a studio booked for... Like to have the Shangri-La studio, Rick Rubin studio for like a few months and just hang out there and play table tennis.
Yeah.
Play table tennis. Not caring that it's $1,000 a day for a table tennis party. Yeah, it must be good, too. You do tour with John Jeffrey. He's your Canadian drummer guy. He's been around for a while now. He's been touring with you for years. And you do that to avoid the slave to the rhythm situation that one would have when one's working with a drum machine in a live situation, right? You can't change the speed of a drum machine during the live. Well, you can, but it's... You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he work with you on the new recordings? Do you get him into the studio, or is he still just a live drummer?
He did work on the new record. Mm-hmm. He came to Portland and we rehearsed for a while before we went into Type Foundry.
Okay, cool. Because that makes sense, right? He's going to have to reproduce the stuff anyhow that you've come up with.
Yeah, and it's good to have like live feedback from a human person. Yeah. But it's, you know, at the same time, it's really fun to work with machines because you have the opposite situation where the machine just does its thing.
Yeah.
And so that gives you a lot of freedom because whatever you do, the machine just keeps doing its thing.
Yeah.
But it's just a different thing. So we just like to, you know, try different as we go on, evolve the sound one way or another.
Yeah. I mean, the repetitive element is kind of an important element to your music. So I still get why one does want to use machines for the drum beats for Moon Duo, but can't be bad to ask the drummer what he thinks about the stuff that you've come up with, right?
I think one of the reasons John is a great drummer for us is because he can play those really repetitive beats. Yeah. Like he can play in sort of a machine-like way, but with this human dynamism.
Yeah.
And I think that fits well with
what
we do.
It sounds easy when we're talking about that, but it's a really hard thing to do. It's like the same with the beats for AC/DC, right? To play them in a groovy way, it's a pretty hard job, I think. Yeah. Although it's the most simple stuff, actually. We've already mentioned Jonas Vervinen. That's how I would pronounce the guy's name, who's mixed.
Jonas,
yeah. He's mixed your records until now. What's the reason for you to visit him again and again and again? Is it because he's based in Berlin and you like Berlin so much? Does he have a special understanding of what you're trying to approach with your sound, or is he just a nice guy that you want to meet once in 2 years?
Well, we trust him.
Yeah, okay.
And that's, you know, when you get to the mixing part of the record, I mean, you really can mix a record any different way. That's why remixes can sound so different. But we trust him because we've worked with him a bunch, and he's also just very good.
Yeah.
So when you find a guy who's really good and you can spend long hours with them and they understand what you're trying to get at, it's hard to move away from that.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the understanding is really key. As you were saying, I think he really does have an understanding of what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And he brings a really interesting perspective, and there's just a really good chemistry.
Yeah. And you can change so much with the mix, right? That's another thing. If you put the vocals in front too much, it sounds too poppy. If they're in the back too much, it sounds more indie, but maybe too indie or too old school rock and roll-ish. I don't know.
Yeah, and he works on a lot of different kinds of music. So he does pop stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we record something in the basement, we can bring it in and he can work with that. I mean, he's very flexible, but he knows how to balance things, you know, because he works on all different kinds of music.
Yeah. Let's listen to a brilliantly mixed song off your record, Shadow of the New Sun. Shadow of the Sun. I'm sorry, I didn't know where the new sun was coming from. Shadow of the Sun is the title of the record. Wir hören von dieser Platte Moon Duo nochmal mit Animal. Wir quatschen gleich noch ein bisschen weiter und verlosen dann noch Tickets für die Show heute Abend im Lido. Duo mit Animal auf Flux FM. An dieser Stelle muss ich was machen, was ich selten tue, und zwar das Video zum Song empfehlen. Im Video ist nämlich der anarchistische Skateboarder Richie Jackson zu sehen, der dafür bekannt ist, dass er Dinge zum Skateboardfahren benutzt, die mit Skateboardfahren überhaupt nichts zu tun haben. Er springt zum Beispiel auf die Tastatur eines Computers und slidet auf der rum und springt dann wieder zurück auf sein Skateboard. Und das Moon Duo hat ihn für das Video Animal, oder das Video zum Song Animal gebucht. How did you come up with that guy? How did you come up with asking Richie Jackson, the anarchy skateboarder number one, to play in your video?
Well, we were just fans of his videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, what the heck? We'll just ask him. I mean, usually when you're doing a video for, you know, the label, record label wants a bunch of videos for an album. So we just try to brainstorm, like, who would it be fun to work with? Because we don't want to necessarily be in the video.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily want to be. We want to find people who are good at what they do.
Yeah.
And see if they're interested, and we can give them some money. And we told him, you know, if there's anything you've ever wanted to do, and you just need the money to make it happen, here, you know, we'll give you some money.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've always wanted to do a video with no skateboards, but just do skate tricks.
That was his idea.
Yeah. He's like, cool. I always wanted to do this. We're like, well, we can pay for the budget and you can go, you know, do whatever you want. And we didn't, you know, he just did it.
Yeah. And it's a great video. But, yeah. I mean, it's a bit like the Ministry of Silly Walks by Monty Python.
Yeah,
because,
totally.
Because the way he walks in between his skateboard tricks is really silly. But then he does all those skateboard tricks without even using a skateboard. He uses the keyboard of a computer, for example.
A pitchfork.
And he flips the fucking pitchfork. That's so crazy. He's such a crazy guy. Leute da draußen, guckt euch das Video zu Animals an vom Moon Duo mit Richie Jackson oder auch Richie Jackson's Death Skateboard part. Das ist auch ein Video, das ich empfehlen möchte. There's another video that I just mentioned of his that is so great. The Death Skateboard part is like a compilation of his best tricks, and his tricks are crazy. We've already mentioned that you do live in Portland now. There were plans to move to Detroit. You were flirting with Berlin, I think, for quite a while, but now you've lived in Portland for a few years already. Yeah. How's that for you? Is the rent available? Because that was the reason to leave San Francisco in the very beginning. And then how's the scene there? Because it, from an outsider's perspective, it seems as if it was a really weird city. Weird in a good way.
I mean, Portland's pretty, it's got its own unique character. It's a great place to live. It's mellow and it's got that West Coast, it's politically progressive and pretty friendly. And it's nice for music because there aren't that many cities on the West Coast, so any band who's touring comes through Portland, so it gets a lot of music for a city of its size.
There's a lot of houses too, so the kids can do lots of house shows.
Yeah,
okay.
There's lots of noise stuff and like more extreme experimental stuff and lots of house parties.
So it's an inspiring environment, kind of like.
I think so. Yeah,
it's a pretty creative town. There's more people. The house thing is really nice because people can work in their basements like we do and have house parties.
And basements, they're not very common in the U.S., right? I mean, every German house has its basement.
So oh, really?
you can put the kids there if they're not nice.
I didn't know that. That's great.
In the U.S., it depends where you are. Yeah. Some cities, it's really common for houses to have basements, and others, like San Francisco, you don't see very many basements because of the earthquakes.
Yeah. But you would be saved there, actually, during an earthquake. But that's another thing.
Buried alive.
Yeah, and your house falls in on you.
But safe.
But safe, yeah.
So what can people expect from tonight's show? You're touring with John, so there's a third person on stage. Are you going to road test some of the new songs already?
We have one new song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll probably do one new song, and it's always evolving, the sound. We're playing with a couple of great bands tonight. We're playing with Spectrum from Spaceman 3.
Oh, yeah. Ah, so
Kember.
Wow.
Yeah, so that'll be really good. And
he's fantastic.
This local band called Tau.
Yes.
Really good.
Also heute Abend zusammen mit Tau und Spectre auf der Bühne im Lido, die großartigen Moon Duo. Es wird ein psychedelischer Abend. Ein Abend, bei dem man dem Eskapismus frönen kann. Und wer da hingehen möchte, ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen, der kann uns jetzt anrufen. Ich habe Tickets für die Moon Duo Show heute Abend im Gepäck. Und die könnt ihr haben, wenn ihr mich erreicht. Unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Ruft mich jetzt an für Tickets für Moon Duo heute Abend im Lido. So thanks again for visiting. I'll see you in 2 years, right?
Yeah,
we'll be back.
Or maybe a bit earlier because I mean the record is almost finished. You're mixing already, so
it'll be out early next year.
So cool. So I'll see you then.
Great.
Have great fun at tonight's show and all the best for you. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Hier sind Moon Duo nochmal mit Wilding. Das ist der Opening Track von der 2015er Platte Shadow of the Sun. Heute gibt's auch schon einen neuen Song auf Ohren bei ihrer Show im Lido. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.